What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this particular article comes from another well that I like to go to called badmarriages.net. And this article was published on the 4th of April. New Mexico man accused of offlining his wife in front of their children. Ladies, when you push a man beyond his line, it can go down anywhere. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Parts of the Sandoval Regional Medical Center in Rio Rancho were under lockdown for hours Wednesday evening after a woman was dropped off with a gunshot wound to the head. Police revealed that the woman was shot and offlined by her husband in their car in front of their three kids. This stemmed from a different incident in Rio Rancho involving the woman's 15-year-old son. According to court documents, the teenage boy illegally drove one of the family's vehicles to Rio Rancho last week and was caught by police. The family was reportedly driving back to Rio Rancho Wednesday to retrieve that vehicle when the boy got into an argument with his stepdad, Pablo Padilla, and things turned violent. Gentlemen, the ultimate message from this particular HMT, do not be a stepdad, especially in this day and age. Documents say the boy's mother, Desiree Lussau, started hitting Padilla to defend her son. Police say Padilla pulled over, grabbed an AR-15 next to the driver's seat, and allegedly shot Lussau in the back of the head. Straight execution style. Police say Padilla then drove the family to the Sandoval Regional Medical Center while the teenage boy tried to help his mother. Rio Rancho police said she was taken to UNM Hospital in downtown Albuquerque, where she succumbed to her injuries. Court documents reveal the couple's 3-year-old child and 15-month-old child were in the car the entire time. Quote unquote, this isn't the first case we've had where parents or children have had to witness the offlining of their parent. District Attorney Barbara Romo said, quote unquote, it's devastating. It's devastating for the children. You know, they'll never be the same. Police said Padilla had a bag, of meth on him during the incident. He is now facing an open count of termination, along with reckless driving and drug charges. Romo said her office is still waiting for Rio Rancho police to finish their investigation, but assured the district attorney's office will be pushing to keep Padilla locked up ahead of trial. Court records show Padilla was already facing drug charges after police reportedly found him driving with meth last year. He was scheduled to go on trial this June. He was also charged with child abuse in 2021 after he reportedly abducted the couple's now three-year-old child during a fight. However, that case out of Rio Rancho was dismissed because the officer didn't show up to court. He is expected to make his first court appearance for the deadly shooting Friday morning. Well. This case is fucked up all around. And trust me, gentlemen, you're gonna like how I break this thing down. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a car, gotta give it a 5. Method of execution, obviously the rifle of retribution, gonna give that a 15. Psychological impact, I'm gonna give this a 40 because of the children and also the fact that that piece of shit son was the catalyst for his mother to be offline. And for the brutality factor. Like I said, back of the head, execution style, one and done, gonna give that a 10. So Pablo, pew pew, Padilla gets a score of 70. Gentlemen, let us circle back around. So, this woman decided of all the men that she was going to end up becoming married to, this guy was a criminal. She chose him. Gentlemen, this is another clear-cut reason why, especially in these modern times, do not, I repeat, do not take on a woman with children. Bad deal. Don't do it. The modern women of today are completely unworthy for a man to step in and help with a problem that she created. Yeah, gentlemen, don't do it. You saw what happened. Instead of actually siding with her husband and saying, I'm going to condemn you for actually stealing one of our cars, nope, she decided, nope, I'm going to take the side of my son, which once again shows her deficiencies. Yeah, this woman obviously likes to keep criminals around. So guess what? More than likely, the two younger children, they were not going to stand a chance in this situation. Yeah, their father was already going to go away for drug charges. Now, he's going away for terminating their mother. But she brought it on herself. Why? Because she decided to put hands on this man. Ladies, that is something you should not do. But guess what? There's a difference between should and actually happening. What more can be said? She decided to defend her criminal son against her criminal husband. She got violent with him. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to up the stakes. You put paws on me, I'm putting lead in you. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think you can put hands on a grown-ass man, and nothing's going to happen to you? Oh, you better get this through your thick damn skulls, ladies. Oh, no. The power you think society has for you, the protection you think society grants you, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men of today are going to let you put paws on them, let you abuse them. Oh, no, 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 no. That thought process has also gone out because more and more men, they've realized they are in bad situations with the women in their lives. And guess what? A lot of these men nowadays, they are going to retaliate. See, that's part of the deal that you women, honestly, were not taught. You thought that one-way aggression was going to be fine for you. Oh, no, 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 no. We don't live in that society where men are just going to take it anymore. I'm going to reiterate. More and more men are going to strike back. And when they do, sometimes it will be with lethal results. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.